Xin chào.
Embrezo.
Mingalawa.
Ni hao.
Selamat siang.
Sabai di tuan sao.
Assalamualaikum.
Suwati.
Selamat pagi.
Magandang umaga.
Welcome to the Lotus Talks. Hi, let me introduce myself. I'm Granger Whitelaw, CEO of the Vietnam Group, and I host the Lotus Talks. Along with my co-podcaster Cameron Lynch and various members of our team from time to time. The Lotus Talks is a show where we talk about the people and the companies that are making a difference in Vietnam and Southeast Asia, or doing good while doing well, as I like to say. It's the golden age here, and there are many exciting things happening. I hope to bring as much to you as possible. So get your coffee, sit back, and relax. And let's go! Oh, good morning.
Booga, booga,
Friday
booga.
Morning, the day after Halloween, barely moving this morning. I don't know about anybody else, but I do have a large cup of coffee. How was your Halloween, Kim?
It was so good. Now I'm just looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Did you like the party?
Oh, yeah, the party was great. You know, I'm one of the, I'm a minimalist when it comes to Halloween costumes, so yeah. That's why I went as Harry Potter.
Yeah, but you look good as Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically, I just walk down the street and people are like, oh, look, it's Harry. Yeah, thanks, guys.
I love Halloween because, you know, it's my birthday the day before Halloween.
Oh, yes. Okay, congratulations.
As you know.
Happy birthday. Yes, as I was there. Yes, of course.
It's celebrating my 53rd birthday.
Wow.
Getting older.
Still looking young, though. Still looking young.
Yeah, it catches up to you, though, you know, these days. It's a whole week celebration here in my world, but I'm quite happy about it. So thanks for your lovely gift.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and of course, everyone else at the office also got your lovely gift.
I know.
Well.
I love the cupcakes and the little candles and
balloons. Your no-carb diet went a little bit away that day.
God, I got to go back on that no-carb diet. I literally lost 20 pounds and gained back like 8.
Ooh.
So this is what they say. Why do you do the no-carb diet? Because you gain it all back anyway.
Mm.
Well, listen, on a serious note, we were talking about pollution on Monday, and today we're going to talk about a company here in Vietnam called MOPO, Mobile Power, and an event called the Green Trail that's coming up in December that they are sponsoring.
Okay, so what is the Green Trail?
Well, let's start with MOPO. So
okay,
quickly, yeah. MOPO... it's a company called PowerCentric. MOPO, we've mentioned it before in this show, was given $1 million by Shark Hung on Shark Tank.
Mm.
I think I mentioned that on the Shark Tank episode.
Yes, you did. Yes.
And Min, the CEO, a young guy who grew up here and went to the States and came back after 25 years, started this company as a solar company and then a battery company. And now they make a lightweight, rechargeable lithium battery that can be used at charging stations for... e-scooters. It's a backup generator. It's an emergency battery. It can be used for disaster recovery. You can stack them, actually. They're stackable, which is really cool. And have backup power for your entire house. So you can run your refrigerator, air conditioner, your TV, your fan off of it. Lots of uses for it. And this is really a company that is leading the way in Vietnam. It's the only battery manufacturer in Vietnam that makes lithium battery.
It's amazing. And, you know, like if you have a server farm, we have a bunch of, you know, just servers that cannot go down for your industry or your business or whatever. You can just have these batteries instead of a diesel generator outside your building.
Kicks on and so loud and smelly and blows all that pollution up in the air, which ends up raining down on Saigon, which we don't want.
Yeah, exactly.
So a backup battery generation system like this that is also solar powered.
Mm.
So they have solar power. You can go to mopolife.com to see a little bit about MOPO and understand what we're talking about. But they have the ability to install solar for commercial or residential. Interesting, he was just telling me, and I called and asked as I interviewed Ben, about a solar battery backup for cell towers and for other remote access uses for telecommunications, which is a phenomenal use of his product, if you think about it, right? If you're in Cambodia, if you're in Myanmar, if you're in Vietnam, you're out in the middle of the countries, they don't really have power infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, I can assure you. So, like, generally when I was traveling around, I would have a 20 milliamp hour battery. It's like 20,000 milliamp hours. And, you know, that would last my phone like 10 charges. So by far, you know, it's not the best situation, but if I had one of these batteries that could literally charge my drone, it could charge my phone, it could charge, it could run a TV.
Do you carry that extra battery with you?
Yeah, yeah. So I have to carry it because, you know, I have my drone, I have my camera, I have all
these
other
things. Right,
you have
all kinds of stuff.
So I'm just trying to...
Even if you want to plug in your phone to your laptop or something, right? Now, he has an inverter that goes with his battery, which is really cool. So you can run your laptop off of it. You can run your phones, all of your equipment off of it.
I love it.
Some lights when you're out on your tent, right? If you have a boat and you want to cruise around and go fishing, you can use the batteries for power.
Yep.
There's a lot of uses for these.
It's amazing because, you know, I'm like a huge tech nerd. So when I find a product like this that has actually been kind of... It's like I've always had this issue. I've had to carry two battery packs, like the tiny ones. But when you bring one of these, you're assured.
Right.
You got power, man.
It's not like a little thing that's going to, you know, charge your battery, your phone twice. This will charge your laptop, your other things for days, right?
Yeah, days.
And that's great if you're hiking, if you're out in the wilderness, if you need to go anywhere. So there's another use of it.
You know, I've always wanted to play video games on top of a mountain, like Fancy Pun. Now I can.
You can. You can take your little cell pod thing,
like
whatever it is.
Like
Wi-Fi.
A mobile hotspot thing.
Hotspot,
Then I can be gaming anywhere in the world. it's freedom.
Gaming.
Definitely not like an olden day.
So
stage.
Now we haven't said one thing about coal, one thing about any other type of power. We're talking about battery generation and reusable lithium batteries. Mm-hmm. So we're helping the environment. Certainly, it's not the ultimate green solution, but it's a big solution that can help out this country and reduce environmental footprint. Mm. So to highlight all of this, there's an event coming up on December 1st called the Green Trail, appropriately named the Green Trail. And it's a race from Hanoi to Ho Chi Minh. And it is a race that is going to go along a trail of electric charging and swapping stations that the Benfi Motors new e-scooter motorcycle can charge on. So you have the first infrastructure for an electric motorcycle across a country, across a nation that's been built anywhere in the world, here in Vietnam. And that race is going to start in Hanoi on December 1st and race all the way down the coast to Ho Chi Minh to arrive on December 8th for a big celebration, showing that you can now charge and service electric scooters in the country of Vietnam from one end to the other. What do you think about that?
It's amazing. I mean, you know, the only place that has some sort of infrastructure like that is the U.S. when it comes to the Tesla cars. So
for cars.
Yeah, for cars, no bikes. So it's going to be one of the... I'm excited to see it.
Should be a lot of fun,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it should be awesome.
We're very involved with that, obviously, here. Not at the Lotus, but at the Vietnam Group and, of course, Benfi Motors. So we've had a lot of excitement around that. But it is a historic event, and it is a meaningful event because it helps educate the country, not only on the importance of the environment and the leadership Vietnam is taking, supporting companies like Mopo, the battery company, and taking the leadership role and showing that they are trying to help with the environment here in Southeast Asia, which is a wonderful thing. But it also shows the people that there are solutions to gas motorcycles, right? I mean, VinFast has started that and done a great job of that. But this will be a big, big way to highlight that in a country that lives and breathes on their motorcycles.
Yeah. It's like getting a car in the U.S. The first car you ever get, you have freedom. Here you get freedom a lot earlier, and you can have a beautiful bike in it, just go around town. It's like...
I mean, everybody's on the motorcycle.
My favorite thing is I felt like I actually lived here as soon as I mastered sleeping on my bike.
Oh, did you sleep on your bike?
I've slept on my bike many
times. Or passed out. I mean, is it...
No, I actually passed out.
Yeah.
I am so good at it now. I'm happy my first bike here was an NVX, like giant bike. Because if it was one of the Visions or anything, those are challenging to sleep on.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it's beautiful to see the ladies in their Audis. And the beautiful dresses. Driving to work or going around the city and they have their helmets on and their sunglasses, and it's really sexy. I mean, if you look at it, I think the Vietnamese women driving these bikes, it's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's part of their culture. It is a part of the culture of Vietnam. And that is not changing. You have cars here, but that is not changing. This is a bike country, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were trying to do also. The Green Trail is having a contest. And this contest is comparing Vietnam now to Vietnam like 20 years ago. It's really just a moments that were pivotal in your life or that you think really represent the real Vietnam.
The photo contest.
Yeah, the photo contest.
So you can go to Facebook, right, mm-hmm. to the Green Trail, and you can enter the photo contest, or thegreentrail.com, mm-hmm. thegreentrail.com, enter the photo contest, put a picture of what Vietnam used to be mm-hmm. like and what it's like now or the future,
yeah, yeah,
what it can be like.
Yeah.
And they're giving away a electric motorcycle. They're giving away electric batteries. Not only for the motorcycles, but for handheld use, and a bunch of other prizes. So that would be
very
really
exciting.
Cool.
I'm very excited to see what actually wins. I can imagine there's amazing photos.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And then Heartbeat Vietnam, which is part of the Vina Capital Group, right, is a beneficiary of this because, well, Heartbeat Vietnam helps save kids who have heart issues. They give heart transplants to thousands of kids. And they do, I think, 45,000 checkups a year for free in Vietnam of children. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Round of applause. Round of applause to Heartbeat Vietnam. So they are going to be a beneficiary and receiving some of the funds from the sponsorship of the event. So healthy heart comes from healthy air, right? Mm-hmm. Healthy air, healthy heart, Heartbeat yeah. Vietnam. And so that's awesome that they're involved. Well, anyway, the Green Trail event is going to be really exciting. If anybody wants to get involved with that, go to thegreentrail.com. Certainly, if you want to see a leader in the industry of green technology in Vietnam, Mopo, mopolife.com, is something that you can go look at. And if you have any questions, you can reach us at the Lotus Talks at info@thevietnamgroup.com. Or just when you're out in the city, grab Cam. If he's sleepy on a bike.
I might be at Layla. You can find me at Acoustic Bar. You can find me all around. So.
Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. It's been great chatting with you. It's Friday. It's my birthday weekend. Since it started yesterday, I am doing this, and then I'm going to go out of here and go party. So,
take me with you.
Hot Fudge Sunday party. Right?
Oh, that is the best time. So.
Have a great weekend. All.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many other podcast platforms so you never miss an episode. If you want to support what we do, then share and leave a comment. You can always find us on our website at thevietnamgroup.com/thelotus, as well as our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and just about everywhere in the world. Just search for The Vietnam Group. We post updates daily and feature the Lotus blog and podcasts. Until next time, The Lotus Talks. See you soon.